Saturday, February 6th. President had no schedule today because he had planned to go to Camp David last night but was weathered out. 6th. President had no schedule today because he had planned to go to Camp David last night but was weathered out. He used the morning for some general review and a lot of general chat with me in between sessions with Kissinger, Ziegler, Ehrlichman, and Ed Morgan, etc. He was very much upset about the way Assistant Director Goldstein of the Bureau of Labor Statistics had shot down our whole effort to make the point of the great progress in the drop in unemployment as released by the statistics yesterday. He wanted some action taken immediately to get rid of Goldstein, who he feels is the same guy that screwed us back in the later years of the Eisenhower administration. I talked with Shultz about this. He got into quite a bit of discussion with Henry on the whole subject of the Laotian invasion plans. He wants to be sure we are doing adequate diversionary tactics and that Laird gets out a strong warning that if the enemy steps up infiltration, we'll bomb the checkpoints. He doesn't want any backing off or appearances of weakness to be allowed to creep out in the follow-up or as a reaction to the aftermath of the Sunday night move. He told Henry to set up a method by which he can get a private message to Franco to urge Franco to spell out his succession, both the Juan Carlos move and the new prime minister, before he has another stroke or before he dies. Otherwise, there will be anarchy in Spain. The solution was to have General Walters come in and meet with the president, then carry a special letter to Franco and a long verbal message. He had a long meeting with Ed Morgan to review their whole activity in promoting the State of the Union programs and came up with a lot of ideas of his own of briefings that he wants to have, follow-up activities, pressure on the most powerful columnists, plans for hitting the networks, concentrating on the really key people. The president dictated a lot of good ideas on how the pitch has got to be aimed at reform and making the point that reform only works at the city and maybe the state level because there is no way you can throw people out in Washington. There are only 537 elected officials here. All the other people are career diplomats, career bureaucrats who you can't get rid of and who you can't change. The enemy then is the invisible bureaucracy, the self-perpetuating people that are not elected and that blatantly brag that they'll be here and are not going to change regardless of who comes in and out, and they'll bury the new recommendations under a mountain of paperwork, etc. He got quite charged up on this. Also, wanted Buchanan to get to work and do a speech on it. That led him into some discussion with me of the analysis of the State of the Union speech and his feeling that it probably wasn't as effective as it could be because it didn't have adequate organization and a structure and a theme as it would have if the president had done it himself. He's asked me to talk with Ray Price about this, which I will do. He keeps going back to Douglas Hallett's memoranda on the State of the Union and other speeches and thinks they're very perceptive in terms of seeing this area of weakness. He got into quite a little schedule thinking as he tried to figure out when to hold his next press conferences and so forth, and called Ziegler in to discuss general plans in this regard. As of now, he's going to do an in-office press conference next week, then go on TV without questions to pitch the state of the world the following week, then probably do a televised press conference the week after that. Then a few weeks after that, do the first one-on-one interview with Howard Smith of ABC. Following all this, we took off for Camp David. He asked Henry to come along at the last minute. Talked a little on the helicopter. When we got up to Camp David, the president called me over to Aspen to find out if there was a way that Henry could be fed and cared for other than by the president. I assured him, of course, he could join with us at Laurel, which is what will work out. Then the president took off to Bowl and said he was going to work this evening, eat dinner alone, and that's it for February 6th.